Welcome to the test. Let me hear a little louder.
Word is also the sound, guys.
You guys are encouraged. You guys, you know, I was supposed to give encouragement today, but I think we've been really encouraged by your testimonies and stuff. Wow. You know, I was asked to give an encouragement. So when he asked me to do that, I went home. I was watching, listening to Charles Stanley, and it was about encouragement. I thought, well, that's really good. he's a fabulous man. You know, the Lord has done amazing things through Charles Stanley. And he speaks for hours. And so how could I possibly condense that into 5 minutes? It's not possible, eh? So we're going to talk for a couple hours. No, just kidding. just kidding. So, wow. So I'm really thankful. So, let's just start. So, I'm going to. What type of person do you consider yourself to be? Would you say that you're outgoing, friendly, easy to know? Are you very comfortable in crowds of people? People like you. You could be happy when you're by yourself. Is there something, there's something about you that is contagious. In other words, people around you like you, eh? They like you. Or would you say you are self-contained? I don't need all that stuff. I like to keep to myself. I keep my religion, my faith to myself. I like doing my own thing. I don't want to bother anybody else. I don't like to get too personal with anyone. I'm not too comfortable in groups of people. I may stand on the outside. That's okay. That's who I am. I don't have a bunch of friends. And that's me, myself and I. So long as I have what I need, I'm happy, eh? I know I've been saved a few years ago. That's just the way I am. That may be the way you are, but that's not the way God intended you to be. That's not who He created us to be. What does Scripture say specifically about the kind of people we are to be? And we're going to turn to I need a drink of water. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 1 to 11. And the pretext to that scripture is Paul's talking to the Thessalonians about the day of the Lord the day of the Lord when He calls us up, when He brings people, He raises those who have been asleep, who have died and were sleeping. He raises them up, and those on the earth are called up into the clouds to meet the Lord. This is the day of the Lord when He gathers His people. This is what's going to happen. So He's been talking to Thessalonians about that, and we're going to read verses 1 to 11. And now, as to the times of the epics, brethren, you have no need of anything to be written to you, for you yourselves know full well that the day of the Lord will come just like a thief in the night. While they are saying peace and safety, then destruction will come upon them suddenly like labor pains upon a woman with child, and they will not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness that the day would overtake you like a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of day. We are not of night nor of darkness. So then, let us not sleep as others do, but let us be alert and sober. For those who sleep do their sleeping at night, and those who get drunk at night. But since we are of the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. Verse 9. For God has not destined us for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we will live together with Him. Therefore, encourage one another and build up one another, just as you also are doing. So, the theme is encouraging. So what does encouragement mean? The word means to call to one's side, to help, to console, or to strengthen, or to instill courage in another person. The men and women of the early church were willing to encourage each other, and their faithfulness demonstrated the power of the gospel to their generation. God asks no less of you and me today. Some Christians freely give of themselves to others. People enjoy being around them because they are always ready with an encouraging word. Other Christians consider themselves islands of self-sufficiency. They remain focused on themselves and their own needs. The Father never intended you or me to live in isolation. The Christian life is one of relationships, first with God and then with each other. Yes, close friendships are sometimes uncomfortable or inconvenient, but they are tremendously important in the kingdom of God. One of the most powerful aspects of living in community with fellow believers is the context in it. It provides for giving and receiving encouragement. We live in a world that is increasingly fragmented and isolated. Christians need meaningful, uplifting connections with one another more than ever. As Christians, we cannot ignore our manifold responsibility to other believers. The Bible gives us specific commands about how we are to relate to one another. Scripture tells us to accept and comfort other believers. We are called to admonish one another, confess our sins, and forgive graciously. The Bible instructs us to live in peace with others. We are to show each other love and be hospitable and patient and tender-hearted. God's word tells us to faithfully pray for and encourage one another as we motivate each other to do good deeds. Needing encouragement is part of being human. Jesus provides the most powerful examples of this truth. The night before he was crucified, he said to his disciples, "Remain here and keep watch with me." That was Matthew 26, 38. He was fully God and fully man. His human nature longed for the company and encouragement of his friends as he looked ahead to the cross. The simplest words and actions can have a powerful impact on the life of another. I can still remember the people who encouraged me as I was growing up. As an adult, I have been blessed with wonderful friends who have walked with me through the darkest times of my life. Sometimes they knew just what to say. Other times, they simply their presence was encouraging. You never really know the impact your words or your company will have on another person's life. The Bible gives us examples of those who encouraged others. Barnabas, whose name means son of encouragement, knew how to support others. When he heard that many in the church were suffering financially, he sold a piece of his property and gave the money to the apostles to provide for the needy. That was in Acts 4, 36. Later, he was the first believer to trust Paul, the Apostle Paul, who had truly become a friend of the church instead of its persecutor. He spoke up for the new convert and urged the rest of the believers to accept Paul as a genuine follower of Christ. That's amazing. The Apostle Paul was also an encourager. Even after he was stoned and left for dead at Lystra, he chose to return to the area and encourage the believers there. When his captors and fellow prisoners were afraid of dying in the terrible storm when they were in that boat, he lifted their spirits by telling them God had promised their survival. That was in Acts 28. This tone was common was a common one for Paul, for the most part. His epistles are full of encouragement rather than condemnation. The Lord also demonstrated a lifestyle of encouragement. Jesus was kind to people. Jesus was kind to people the rest of society considered unimportant, unclean. For example, when the blind beggar Bartimaeus called out to him, the one who said, "Lord," he's calling out, and the people are telling him to be quiet. Jesus stopped and took time to heal him. That was in Mark 10:46. The woman caught in adultery was going to be stoned to death, but Jesus intervened. Jesus intervened and exposed the hypocrisy of her accusers. Instead of condemning her to death or a life of shame, Christ encouraged her to give up her sin. All of us need encouragement to walk out the faith. Godly fellowship can help protect us from falling prey to the deceptions of the devil. When we make a mistake, supportive friends don't condemn us. Instead, they challenge us and help us to get back on track. You and I must also be willing to offer encouragement to the people around us. That requires us to genuinely care about others rather than about how we might benefit from our relationship. Encouragement is so powerful. It is often the deciding factor whether someone succeeds or fails the Christian life. There are many ways to show encouragement. You can call someone, you can write a letter, you can send a text, you can try asking, "How can I pray for you?" Take the initiative to meet a need and give a thoughtful gift. Sacrifice your time to be with a friend or who may be lonely. Weep with those who weep. Express affirmation and agreement when possible. Share scriptures that speak directly to their situation. You can also encourage others by being a good example to them and giving loving, godly correction. Almost all people will feel uplifted if you really listen to them. Show your loyalty. Let people know that you can count, that they can count on you. Don't be afraid to say, "I love you," especially to your family. Finally, the easiest way to be an encouragement is simply to smile. Yeah. It doesn't matter who you are or where you are. You can be an encourager when Christ Jesus is in your heart. Because there's something that just bubbles up and flows out when he's there. You can encourage people around you to trust Jesus Christ as their Savior. You can encourage your family. You can encourage people you work with. You can encourage your friends. You can encourage everybody. Surely you can be an encourager in some of the ways I've mentioned, but there are certainly many more ways that I have not mentioned that we can be encouragers to each other. It begins by trusting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Then, that is, asking him to forgive you of your sins based on what he did at the cross. He shed his blood. He died on the cross. He made it possible for you and me to be forgiven. What we do is ask and surrender. What he did was die and resurrect. And I would encourage you to do that. The Lord will certainly encourage you every day of your life if you let him do it. So I just pray, Father in heaven, that you, we're just thankful for how awesome you are, Father, that you love us. And that you made a way of life with you in Jesus Christ, Father. So help us, Lord, to be good encouragers to our friends, our family, to people we work with, even to strangers, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen?